Comedian Mark Malkoff discovered a profound message when he undertook a new project, attempting to talk to someone in every country in the world over Skype. He managed to have conversations with people in 162 countries, including North Korea. And they often came back to what we have in common.
Good morning, Belgium.
Good morning, Pakistan.
Welcome to Beijing.
Mark Malkoff used Facebook and Twitter to locate willing subjects. He joins us from New York. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, Scott, it's great talking to you again. Thanks for having me.
And the kids in the Gambia with whom you spoke just made me smile.
I mean, weren't they adorable? Yeah. I mean, it was just like, I had no idea that people were going to bring their kids into the video, pets. People prayed in the video. People sang to me.
It would mean a lot to me if you could sing something from the ABBA album.
The Swedish guy could not sing ABBA very well.
No, I don't think he's going to be hired on Mamma Mia anytime soon.
Are you still in touch with anybody you met this way?
They have invited me. I would say probably a quarter of the people have invited me to stay in their homes. That was just something I did not expect. They were proud of their country. They even would go outside and show me landmarks. They would show me the mountains. I got to see the entire city of Dubai, which was beautiful, Tiananmen Square. And I tried to reciprocate. So I showed people around the world the Brooklyn Bridge. I was in Times Square showing them all around. And it was just this connection.
I was very touched by the fact that when, at least what I saw, when you asked people what they wanted in life, whatever their differences, there was an astonishing commonality in the answer.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it was just love and peace. And it was just, you know, we're way more similar than different. And I've gotten a lot of messages from viewers around the world that the video definitely made them laugh, but people were crying a lot. I mean, the words were just very touching. It just really, really changed me doing this video.
Look, I enjoy your self-seeking publicity stunts, but
okay.
I look forward to the next one. But was this something else, too?
You know, just I feel like I've made all these friends, and I really do hope to travel and meet some of these people.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you can come with me.
Thank you. Good. This is good to know. Well, Mark, good talking to you.
Scott, it was a pleasure as always.
Comedian Mark Malkoff in New York.
If you could say one thing to people all around the world, what would it be?
Just tell everyone to be happy, to be satisfied,
be at peace.
Peace. Love one another.
I would tell the world to have much more love to each other.
Like 2 years ago, we have some disasters. We get a lot of love.
This is NPR News.